financial commitment. They have set this up, did an excellent job of creating an indoor farmers market that is very user-friendly, both to the vendors and to the public. While you come in to shop, there are services being offered by the hospital. They may be the personnel there to answer medical questions. Last week, they did blood sugar tests and lipid profiles free of charge for anyone who wanted them. And so as you come in to look for food here, it is always before you that this is a connection between what the hospital does and what the farmer does.
Did I read something that quite a number of residents of Logan County, I believe about two-thirds, considered overweight or obese? And I know there are similar statistics around the country as well. So, I mean, it is a health issue to get people to eat a little bit better.
It is it's very significant when two-thirds of the entire county fall under that category. And that's not the only issue. They looked at food insecurity issues, particularly among children, and found that there is a significant issue here with people simply having access to good food. And that, of course, creates health problems, especially as you get older. So there is always a connection between the food system, the healthcare system, whether you're an older person, whether you're a child, no matter who you are, where you are.
Now, you're a vendor at the farmer's market as well. What do you raise, and has it been a good opportunity for you participating in it?
It's been a very good opportunity. Typically, smaller communities are more difficult when it comes to farmer's market. But this has been so well organized and so well set up that we've had excellent results, excellent sales here. It's been well supported by the community.
And you raise, what do you bring in there to sell?
We are selling strictly vegetables and fruits at this point. But, of course, there is meats and eggs available there, personal care products, baked goods, even a coffee vendor, and you can get breakfast there. So there's a wide variety of things available.
What's been the reaction from the people who've attended that you've talked to?
Well, it's the reaction is that people are very impressed, particularly by how well-run this market is. And the fact is indoors, so it's not affected by weather. There's a wide variety of activities for kids there. So when you come, it's not just a matter of going and picking up some food and leaving. You can get something to eat. There's something for the kids to do. There's opportunities to socialize. And so it goes beyond what many farmers markets are able to offer.
We're talking with Dave Bishop with Prairie Earth Farm. We're talking about a farmer's market that's been going on now since early in the spring in Logan County in Lincoln. And Dave, we sit in the middle of farm country, yet so many people have no connection to locally grown food. They're, in some cases, they're addicted to fast food. It's fast, it's cheap, and sometimes it even tastes pretty good. How do you change those habits among people to get them to eat a little bit better?
Well, I tell you what, Sean, if you eat some really good locally grown food, I think you'll figure that out really quickly. It's pretty hard to beat the taste of local food. It's like food out of your garden is always better. And, sometimes we sort of have lost that connection. We've forgotten what real broccoli tastes like. And when you get a chance to make that connection again by purchasing something locally grown at the farmer's market, find out the kids actually like the stuff, and you begin to see why farmers markets are gaining in popularity.
And, kids are always, can be a little bit picky at least, or at least afraid to try some new foods once in a while, but sometimes I even find a lot of parents are as well. Is that a big hurdle to overcome, just getting them to become more familiar with the food, how to prepare it, that maybe they didn't think they liked Brussels sprouts and suddenly they realize they do? So, I mean, that seems to be the hurdle to get over, getting them to at least try it.
Well, it's an opportunity. And yes, sometimes the people don't really know what to do with things like garlic scapes and things they typically don't see in the markets and in the grocery stores. And so when you come to the farmer's market, you stand across the table from the people that are growing this stuff and you can ask, hey, what do I do with this? And how do I use this in the dishes that I like to eat? But I think one of the biggest advantages of local food systems is simply that face-to-face contact with the people who grow your food, and they can answer those kinds of questions. We can address a lot of these healthcare issues with food. And if we have a formal connection, if the food becomes a pharmacy, if a farm becomes a pharmacy, And people recognize this connection. And there are medical professionals there to offer advice and support. I think we can really turn around a lot of these healthcare issues that we're facing today.
Getting them just to come out to a farmer's market, not always the easiest thing. You had other activities, though, to help try to bring people out and get them exposed. What again have been some of those activities, things that you've done?
Well, they have everything from kickboxing lessons here to cooking demonstrations and every kind of a thing that you can imagine to, you know, entertain the kids while the parents are shopping. There's a chance to get breakfast that's provided free for low-income people. So if you haven't had breakfast on Saturday morning, here's a chance to get that. It's just really designed to be a very welcoming kind of place on a Saturday morning. And I think they're doing an extremely good job with that.
And kids, you mentioned having something for the kids to do while their parents are shopping. Having the kids come is important.
It is very important because kids make a lot of decisions, whether they realize it or not. Yeah, parents tend to buy what the kids like. And if we can make the kids like good, healthy food, so much the better. That works in everyone's benefit. One of the most important things about local food systems, and we talk about moving away from this industrial kind of monocultural food system to local food systems. But one of the most important things here is getting food everywhere, making sure that everyone in the community has access to good food. And sometimes that means doubling SNAP benefits. Sometimes that means physically getting food to the households that need it. But I think one of the biggest advantages of this system is the fact that the whole community participates. We physically get food to those who need it. We can offer financial assistance to those who need it. All of that can be done in the community. And I think that it really makes a difference in the quality of life.